This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
We'll continue with your calls here. We'll have Josh Satin, one of David Wright's BFFs. We'll have him in studio at 11 o'clock. David will join us in the 1 o'clock hour. Daniel Murphy at 12, which will finish up here a guest-heavy week. Hoffman, I'm putting you to work this week, although I do have a bone to pick with you. You know what it is?
I'm sure I know what it is.
What is it? Go ahead. Take a guess. Because there's probably multiple, but this is where, like, I'm thinking one thing, and then you're going to maybe say more, and then it's going to remind me.
Well, I don't want to set. Okay, yeah. I'm not going to set myself up. No, I'm not doing that now.
Yeah, you want to take a guess what it is?
It's probably something with a guest list, with the security list.
No. Nothing to do with the security list.
Okay, good. Oh, good.
Why, no. You didn't? Because you didn't put Josh Satin on the security
list? I forgot to do
that, yeah. Just do it now so you make sure there's no problems when he comes in 20 minutes. Yeah. Poor guy. He's like, you want me there at 10:40? Anyway, no, that's not it. My issue is that I told you yesterday not to post pictures below the waist. And you, like, you're not a photographer. You're not Ken Griffey Jr. or Howard Stern. What are you doing? I'm trying to do the interview yesterday and do the show. There's enough stress as it is that comes along with that, with all the different guests that we're meeting and celebrities and all that. And I get home and I see a picture that you took when I'm sitting there interviewing Joe Torre, which is showing my side fat. And it's got, you know, I'm sitting down. I'm overweight, all right? I admit it. Myers called me, you know, he said BT was more svelte. He thought he could kick my ass in the wrestling ring. All right, I understand it. It's out there. I haven't been able to go to the gym with my new schedule. And I was thinking about this. Maybe that's one benefit to when Craigie comes back. I get booted back to the overnights. Hey, I can go to the gym at least. But anyway, since this new schedule 2 years ago, I have not been able to go to the gym. I can't get up at 6 a.m. and do it consistently. Not yet. Next week, maybe a little reset. But all right, so I got the belly going. And I'm not proud of it. You know, I want to look nice in these shirts. You know, you want your chest up, your arms up. But Hoff, the one thing I said was just take the picture straight on and waist up. Like, it still shows belly, but not as much. When I am sitting down from a side angle, you can see the gut. You got Joe Torre there and me. Take many pictures you want. Not like that. What made you think you could take that picture and post it?
Well, first of all, what's the first thing you said to me? You go, you're not a photographer. Exactly. Nailed it. I'm like my grandmother. My grandmother, this is before digital cameras. She would, everyone would get together, and before you could even say smile, she had already taken pictures with the Polaroid cameras or whatever it is. I just press the button. That's all I do. I take 1,000 of them.
But then why take liberties? Like, all the pics that you sent me afterward, they were fine. Head on, normal shots, good to go. Like, I didn't look in great shape, but whatever. A side shot while I'm sitting with a shirt that's snugging up against my belly.
Let's break down the third wall here. It's not my fault. It's the digital. It's digital's fault.
You sent him a picture.
Sent
what do you mean?
Wait, again. I am notorious for, maybe it's my wife.
But
here's the thing. I'm going to put this on my wife here. I'm going to put this on my wife. I think you know the same feeling too. You can't just take one picture because you're going to take, you got to take 1,000 because you never know which one everyone's going to be happy with. So I took 1,000 and then I sent digital 1,000 and they picked the best one.
Oh, that's what they did. Who did it? Gallo? Who took that? I'm doing the interview. You're doing a photo shoot. I'm like, good God, what's going on here? If anything, take a picture of Joe Torre. Nobody wants to see me.
I did take pictures of Joe
as well. The side profile was you got Joe Torre's back and my belly fat. And I'm, you know, it's weird because it put it all together when I got home and saw it last night. As I'm doing the show and doing the interview, like, I could see you out of my peripheral vision. And I'm like, what the hell is he doing? You're holding the phone. It's like, oh, yeah, girl, baby, girl. Like Austin freaking Powers taking pictures around.
And I was filming, too. I had some good filming moments where I was doing some close-ups of Joe and some Willie Randolph. It was good. I was feeling it yesterday. I don't know if you guys were feeling it.
Yeah, you were feeling it. I was feeling it until I was feeling fat. And then I went home, and this is what makes it worse. And now here's what I'll throw my wife under the bus. Now, I did not eat yesterday. I had a protein bar. And she's like, well, how can you not eat? And the food there is so good. I've had it before. It looks so great. Hoff was stuffing his face. What'd you have, an omelet and a bagel?
An omelet, bagel, and they even had pancakes.
Okay, so there you go. So you took advantage of the great cuisine that they provided us yesterday at the Joe Torre Safe at Home Foundation in Sleepy Hollow. Now, I couldn't do that, A, because I usually don't like eating a lot either before or during a show. B, because I'm actually doing the show. So my wife's like, well, how come you didn't eat? I'm like, no, they didn't feed you? I'm like, no, they did. They had food there, but I couldn't really eat. I was like, you know, Apria, the engineer, ate, Hoff ate. She's like, well, how come those guys could eat and you didn't? I said, because I'm working here. I'm doing a show. I'm talking and I'm interviewing all these guys. Like, there's no time for me to eat an egg omelet and pancakes and sausage. I'm lucky if I got 3 minutes to take a sip of water or go to the bathroom here. So naturally, on the way home, I'm like, God, I'm starving. All I have was a protein bar. Let's go out to eat. Okay, so we go to a healthy spot, whatever, no big deal. And then I want to go home and be done. I'm like, that's all that I'm eating. You know, I had some sweet potato fries, whatever. So panini was relatively healthy for a lunch meal. Stole some of my daughter's, you know, chicken tendies and fries, but whatever. Now, naturally, on the way home, I'm like, all right, I'm going to go home. I'm not eating the rest of it. She goes, yeah, right. Because it was like 4:30. I'm like, no, I'm not. I get a big day tomorrow. We got Jose Reyes, David Wright, Terry Collins in studio at SMI. Like, I can't be feeling gross. But what does my wife say? Well, after lunch, I thought we'd take Sammy for ice cream. I'm like, no, I don't want to do that. And do you know why I don't want to do that? It's not because I'm a bad father. It's because I have no freaking willpower. And it wasn't even for Sammy. It was for my wife. She wanted the ice cream. Sammy can have the ice cream at home. Little Dixie cups, the vanilla, that's all she wants anyway. My wife wanted it. And then she goes and gets a little kitty cup. And I go and I'm like, yeah, give me a medium soft serve orange creamsicle. You see what I'm saying? I'm being sabotaged here. My wife is making me fatter. I can't go to the gym because of my schedule. And you're taking pictures of my belly fat and putting them on digital for everybody to see.
First of all, creamsicle was the move?
Oh, dude. Yeah, because I've
been craving. That's the power move for you?
That's not the power move. I like soft. I'm a big soft serve guy. I don't like the. You're not soft serve?
The opposite, dude. Get out of here with that nonsense. And I'm sure you're in a cone, too. Are you a cone guy?
No.
Okay, thank God.
I do like cones, but not the soft serve. To me, the money move is the vanilla chocolate swirl. Like, that's look to the cookie, look to the vanilla chocolate swirl. For me, in a cone, some rainbow sprinkles. But this, I haven't had creamsicle soft serve in forever. We saw it on the boardwalk, but my wife didn't want me to get it. Man, here's the irony. You just made me think of something. She turned me down a couple of weeks ago while on vacation, walking the boardwalk in Wildwood in the morning, which, whatever. I mean, I didn't love it necessarily. But I'm like, oh, they have orange soft serve. She goes, you can't have that now. I'm like, why not? Because it's lunchtime. Sammy's got to eat lunch before she has ice cream. But I want ice cream. We're walking the boardwalk at soft serve creamsicle. I haven't had this. Nope. And meanwhile, when I say I don't want to eat it, it's, oh, we got to go anyway. Like, where am I on the totem pole? It's ridiculous. Does anybody care about me, Hoff? Including you?
No. No, clearly no. Listen, I care a lot about you, and I apologize. But I was, for the betterment of the show, that picture had to be seen.
BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019 is the number to call. We'll get back to those calls in a little bit. Josh Satin coming in. I'm sure he'll be in great shape and make me feel even worse about myself. Reyes wants me to break out the scale every time I see him at SNY. I got to get back to the gym.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.